Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
History made this afternoon as Donald Trump became the first former president to be indicted on federal charges. He faces multiple counts over his handling of classified documents.
Trump took to social media tonight with a video claiming the charges are politically motivated.
Just like the Russia hoax and all of the others, this has been going on for 7 years. They can't stop because it's election interference at the highest level.
Joining us now live is Julian Zelizer, political analyst and historian at Princeton. Thanks for joining us. We played the sound from Donald Trump's video that he put on his social media, calls it election interference at the highest level. What do you make of that accusation?
Well, I mean, it's predictable when attacked, when investigated. He attacks the investigators. That's not what this is about. This is about national security documents being taken. And more we will probably learn about making it difficult to see what was in there. It's predictable, but we shouldn't take that to be what this is about. And I think Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, President Biden, certainly have been very, very cautious and reticent about doing anything with federal charges because of how this might unfold politically.
Okay, now right now, Trump is the front runner for the Republican nomination. These charges, when will that begin to affect him being the front runner?
I think the question is if it will affect him being the front runner, and we don't know. There might be much more room than we think in the Republican Party for him to be indicted, for him maybe to be convicted at some point. And still remain very popular. The party has shown again and again it has a high tolerance level for all sorts of abuses of power and even indictments, and it doesn't affect where he stands. So I think it's still an open question if this will undercut him politically or if in some ways he'll be able to use it to strengthen his position.
Is there room for some of his current Republican challengers, and I'm thinking of Ron DeSantis specifically, who run on this idea of wink, wink, nudge, nudge, I can be Trump without being charged with all these charges. Is there room for Ron DeSantis to get some traction from this eventually, maybe not today, but maybe down the road as it begins to sink in what's happening here?
That's the lane. I mean, many people talk about the anti-Trump lane or a new Republican Party lane. I think the real lane is DeSantis or any of the other Republicans able to make the case that the principles are the same, but that Trump is a risk, more of a risk than they are in terms of defeating Joe Biden. It's about partisan power. And there is room for a Republican to create concern that maybe he has too much baggage. Maybe these indictments are too dangerous and they might very well cost Republicans the White House. That said, it's going to be very tough. Few people have the same kind of command of the media of how to handle these kind of moments like Donald Trump. And so they're going up against a lot. But that's the exact argument, I think, that is the only one that has the potential to knock him down within the Republican primaries.
But will Trump be able to run a strong campaign with these charges lingering over him? I mean, you have court dates. He's got to appear. I mean, there's no way he could, you know, continue on, you know, and just carry on a campaign like this. It's going to be interesting to watch.
It's a fair question, and we'll see how he does it. But look, we just lived through a campaign during COVID where candidates figured out how to, you know, run a campaign without being mobile. And so Trump's tool ultimately is the media as opposed to, I think, to even the rallies. And so he is going to lean in on that, and he will try to capitalize and weaponize his being indicted as somehow an indictment about the system as opposed to an indictment of him, which is what it is.
Is there a possibility that this is going to get to him, because we know from history the last few years that whenever the walls appear to be closing in on him, or he thinks the walls are closing in on him, his output gets a little bit more unhinged. And even some Republicans who had supported him in the past think that, well, he's beginning to go a little bit too far because he responds to the pressure in that way. Will this reach a boiling point as not just these charges, but other charges that are coming down the pike, as far as we know, the January 6th case, the Georgia case, and who knows what else is coming down. Will that get to him? Will he become so unhinged that people finally begin to lose the spell, so to speak?
Well, it could be. I mean, the real question is, does he lose enough moderates in swing states who are following the election to shift the balance toward the Democrats? I still don't think this is going to affect massive parts of the Republican electorate. I think they've made their position known. But I think you're right. I mean, when he is attacked, he does two things. He attacks the attackers, but he also often loses control. And if the losing control gets too big, it comes back to that equation Republicans are thinking of. Is he too costly for us, meaning Republicans? And might he cost Republicans the White House? And if he tips the balance because of his response, because of his anger, that's when he's going to be in danger.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Julian Zelizer, political analyst and historian at Princeton, on this another historical day. Donald Trump indicted on federal charges, the first time a former president has ever faced that, of course, coming on the heels of the first former president to be indicted on state criminal charges.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.